All right, we're back. Second Outdoor Report this hour with Conservation Officer Jeff Dell from the DNR. Thanks for hanging around again.
No problem.
And we're going to talk a little bit about fall fishing regulations right now, because there have been some changes. Specifically, I wanted to bring up the whole coaster regulation changes, and then maybe we could get into some of the trout streams that have closed versus those that are open to catch and release. So first of all, what are you noticing out there as far as coaster brook trout regulations along Lake Superior?
Well, for Lake Superior, the coasters now have to be 20 inches, and you can only possess one.
And is there a specific area that is happening right now? Is it just Marquette County and Berger County?
That's all of Lake Superior.
It is all of Lake Superior. And what about the streams flowing into Lake Superior? What would you tell people about that?
Well, you're really going to have to check for your local county what stream you're on, because there's different type streams for trout fishing.
Sure.
And that's going to determine whether it's going to be opened or closed right now and what size fish you can keep.
So let's get into that for just a second, because most of the streams, what type of stream is it that closed September 30th?
Your type 1, type 2. For brookies, particularly, your type 4 is closed as well.
Okay, and then what streams are still open right now for trout fishing?
Your type 3 streams.
And could you explain what those regulations are so people can understand a type 3 stream, what they can and cannot do? Because there are actually some, for instance, rainbows. I think you can still keep a rainbow.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, for type 3 streams, your brooks are going to have to be 15 inches, your browns are going to have to be 15 inches, and your other trout and salmon have to be at least 10 inches.
So actually, I'm thinking of a type 4, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's where you can't keep browns or brook trout, but you can keep rainbows. Well, technically Atlantic salmon too, right?
Atlantic salmon is closed as well.
Right, but the rainbows are not.
Correct.
Well, there you go. I mean, you can actually still do some trout. I'd actually like to see, well, we're not even going to go there. Maybe I'll talk to J.R. Richardson about this sometime on the air, but I'd just like to see your job get easier and say, look, September 30th is the last day of trout season. After that, you can fish any streams you want, but it's all catch and release. It could make your job easier.
It's not a bad idea.
I like how you think, Jeff. I appreciate your time, Jeff. Anything else you want us to know about today that maybe we can explain for fall fishing that you're seeing out there other than maybe boating infractions?
One of the big things we see this time of year is snagging with all the fish runs or people keeping foul hooked fish. Just remember that to keep the fish, it has to be properly hooked in the mouth.
And also, talk a little bit about where weight is legally allowed to be located in regard to the hook on your line.
If you're going to have weight below your hook needs to be on a dropper line. That dropper line has to be at least 3 inches. Another good way to stay safe is just to keep the weight above the hook.
There you go. Well, how about other regulations on inland lakes, for instance, walleye?
Walleye is going to be 15 inches, and possession is changed to 5. And just a reminder that bass season does close in December.
But pike and walleye, those continue all the way through the winter until season closes at the end of ice.
Yep, March 15th.
Officer Jeff Dell from the Department of Natural Resources, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you letting me pick your brain and getting some of these regulations out there. Maybe help alleviate some confusion and keep people legal. And we appreciate that. We'll have you back real soon right here on The Outdoor Show.